All right, well, let's go on. We're going to establish the kanchel, the vishesha orgya. We're going to draw that same yantra. We have the bindu, which is the one point of unity with God. The trikona, the kamakala. All the threes are in perfect balance and equilibrium. The circle, which stands for creation. And the square, which is the four objectives of manifesting in this manifested existence. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And then we're going to take some rice and we'll put it on the yantra and we'll say Om Adarashataye Nama, Om Anantaye Nama, Om Prithibhyaye Nama. And we'll take our conch shell and we'll go Stam Sting Siro Baba Pat. And we'll put it on top of the rice, which is on top of the yantra. And we'll put some water in the conch shell. Om Gangecha Jamane Cheva, Godavari Sarasvati, Narmade Sindhukaveri, Chalismin Sanidinkuru. And some tulsi leaves into the water, which is inside the conch shell, which is sitting on top of the rice, which is on top of the yantra. Om Aing Ring Kling Shring Vrindambasinya Iswaha. And offer three flowers. Etigandha Pushpe Om Ang Arkamandalaya Dvadasakalatmane Nama. Etigandha Pushpe Om Ung Somamandalasho Rashkalatmane Nama. Etigandha Pushpe Om Mang Vani Mandalaya Daskalatmane Nama. And you know what? We often make the orga. Most often we make the orga. Orga stands for an object of value, a symbol of my love and respect. And if you take 108 leaves of verbigrass, that's crabgrass, and it's all, every leaf has to have 5 leaves on the stem. So you strip off all the dirty things and all the dead leaves and all the junk, and you make sure it's got 5 nice leaves. You take 108 of them, you put a red flower with a stem laying against the bouquet of grass. And then you put some rice and some sandal powder and some tulsi leaves and some scent, and you can put some mustard seeds if you like, a little bit of sesame, and you wrap the bottom in a red cloth and you tie it with a thread and you make a corsage. And that's an orga. You've got this red cloth in which are all these auspicious ingredients, rice, sandal paste, sesame, mustard seed, tulsi leaves, and you grab the bottom of that bouquet, the 108 leaves of durva grass and a red flower. Usually we use a rock the java flower, the ones that Kali is so fond of. Hibiscus, yeah, thank you. A hibiscus flower, and it shines out from our corsage. Well, sometimes you can see I leave one flower out on the conch shell on the top, and that is the flower of Hung. And now we're going to wave our hands in the Matsya Mudra, the Mudra of the fish, and the Dhenu Mudra, also known as Amritikaran, pouring forth the nectar of immortal bliss, and the Ankush Mudra. And we're going to sing Om Gangecha Jamanacheva, Godavari Saraswati, Narmade Sindhukaveri, Jalismin Sanidikarum. And we'll make japa Om Ring Sring Kring Parameshwari Kalike Swaha. And it's appropriate to say it at least 10 times. And then we'll take some of the water from that conch shell that's been purified with our special offering of the symbol of our love, and we're going to sprinkle it over all the objects to be offered in the puja.
And you use that flower that you...
No, actually, you don't have to. You can just tip some water. You'll need a little bit, a nice amount of water. Tip it into your hand, and you can toss it. Do you remember in Annapurna Temple, he took the conch shell and threw it? Yeah. Well, every pujari's got his style.
These brass objects.
Yeah, with the shakers. Uh-huh. And they yeah. Mm-hmm. That's another way. I come from the palm fool school, so, you know, we just tip it up and throw it over everybody's head. Amritam Kuru Swaha, make this immortal nectar.